You're listening to Mary's Merry Christmas Podcast, Season 3, Episode 1, Mary to the Rescue. Hello, friends. I'm back, and so are you, for another season of Mary's Merry Christmas Podcast. Now more than ever, I think we need joy in our lives. It's easy to feel down and overwhelmed, but I'm here for the next 3 months to bring you along for a season of celebrating. I hope you're ready to join me. Let's dive into Christmas 2024. As a mom of 3 boys and a sports-loving husband, the holiday season is kind of like a football season for me. I start early and work hard all season, preparing to make it to the Super Bowl. In my case, Christmas Day. As I've said from the beginning of Season 1, I want to be here for you to take some of the stress out of Christmas planning. My husband Andy says, "We don't have to, we get to." Having that mindset makes the work we do to prepare for Christmas enjoyable and worth it when Christmas Day arrives. So where do we begin? Well, hopefully you've listened to Seasons 1 and 2 and my latest Christmas in July episode. And hopefully you're following me on Instagram. Sometimes just seeing a reel or a post about Christmas sparks an idea that I can actually make happen. Sometimes I get a gift idea or see a recipe or a simple craft I want to make. Take a peek daily for posts that inspire you. Sometimes I only have a minute, but hearing the clip from a Christmas song is just what I need to take a deep breath and think of something happy. Take some time to think of how you want to enjoy your holiday and put plans in motion now to make it happen. Plans are a key part of enjoying the holiday. Maybe set a couple of goals for yourself. My friend Ashley got her Christmas gifts done by Thanksgiving 1 year, and it made for a more stress-free Christmas. Maybe this year you try a new easy craft. Maybe you make a plan to see the Nutcracker with friends. I like this goal. Eat one piece of chocolate each day in December. Treat yourself. Norman Love is a chocolatier I am obsessed with. My in-laws gave me a box for my birthday. I looked forward to choosing one chocolate after dinner until they were all gone. You can find them online. Another goal I like is taking time before bed or in the afternoon each day in December to enjoy a cup of tea and stare at the Christmas tree. What a treat for the senses. Warm tea like chamomile and honey, and the smell of a fresh tree is a real endorphin boost. See, goals can be fun. Making time for yourself is important with all the giving you'll be doing for others. Don't tackle too much. Get excited about the fun you will have. Now let's dive into some ways to help you get Christmas started right now. How is your gift closet looking? Did you take advantage of Target and Amazon summer sales? Do you have a list of people you need to give gifts to? I was recently in Crate and Barrel and found a great gift that I know my friends would like because I would like to get it. I pulled up my Amazon app in the store and the item was $6 cheaper. Plus, I got my Prime bonus cash back and free shipping. I ordered 4 right that minute. I also picked up some cute dish towels and plan to wrap the gift in the towels as a 2-for-1. I recently posted a great wrapping tutorial. Let me know if you would like me to send that to you on Instagram. Here's a fun gift idea to share with you. As a music teacher, I've been spoiled with gifts from families over the years. Recently, a family created an ornament for me from Shutterfly with pictures of me and the 2 little ones I taught for many years. It is already hanging on the little tree I keep in my room year-round. We'll get to that in a minute. Thank you, Katie. Now is a great time to upload some pics and create a keepsake for a loved one. Shutterfly makes it really easy. On our trip to Utah this summer, we took a few fun family photos. I created an ornament with one of those pictures, and it turned out great. Again, easy and done. Another company that makes beautiful custom ornaments is called Many, Many Memories. They have a website and Instagram account. If you have saved cards from your family and friends from last Christmas, they can transform them into truly beautiful ornaments. This works for graduation announcements, baby announcements, or wedding invitations. Once you receive your orders, put them in your gift closet, and when it gets close to Christmas, you can wrap them and have them ready to give. Now, about that tree in my room. I left up an artificial tree in my bedroom with lights on a timer, and it makes me so happy every day. Does Andy like it? Well, he likes it when I'm happy, so I think he likes it too. Here are a few more things to get started thinking about now. Do you have a fireplace or a fire pit? Fall is a great time to get safety inspections done and get that fireplace super clean. Fall is also the time to order your firewood. Cutting Edge Firewood is a company that delivers high-quality wood across the USA. You can also Google firewood delivery companies near you. For a couple of years, we would split an order with a neighbor. It was much more cost-effective that way. We always keep a lookout for Duraflame logs at Costco. That's an easy way to get a few hours of a fire when you need a little warmth or just some ambiance. A fire, a movie, and a holiday drink is a great night for me. Throw in all five of us, some takeout, and a game of Rudolph Memory, and that is perfection. If you are sending holiday cards, I always recommend getting that done before it becomes a stress. Getting pictures done, outfits planned, addressing envelopes, getting holiday stamps. Plan for all these things in advance. Think of that great feeling when you're all finished with this and think of how much people love receiving your cards in the mail. One year, my friend Vicky wrote a little post-it note on her cards with something sweet and personal to family and friends. That would be easy to do if you've already done your cards in advance. Receiving cards in the mail is one of my favorite things about Christmas. Here are a couple of ideas for those cards you get. I've mentioned before that you can take a picture of the card and then assign it to a contact in your phone. How about using the card for a gift tag the following year? That would be especially sweet for a family gift you're giving. Another idea is putting the card in a frame, and then if that family comes to visit, you can put it in your guest room as a super fun welcome. One year, I put all the cards in a photo album. It is fun to look back at the cards as a sort of snapshot of that year. What a great idea to do for a Christmas in July activity. A great month at a glance calendar in a central location in your house can help you and your family keep track of holiday events you plan to attend. I'm still old school and love to write things down. Do what works for you, but keeping everyone in the loop will avoid family meltdowns and disappointments. This season, I'm going to share an all-new top five segment with you. Let's kick off episode one with my top five favorite cookbooks. You know, cookbooks are not just for cooking. I love that my cousin Derek has made a hobby out of reading cookbooks. Give that guy a glass of rosé and a new cookbook, and he will be entertained. Take it to the next level by throwing in a beautiful afternoon and a lounge chair on the deck. A good cookbook can lead to fun new meals, experimenting in the kitchen, and inspiring chefs. Something that helps me every year is developing a menu in advance for the meals we are hosting. There are some traditional bites that are served every year, so those are easy, but plugging in new things in advance can actually be fun. I keep a note on my phone, and if I see a recipe I think my family would enjoy, I jot it down. I just saw a fun recipe in a magazine yesterday for a great breakfast idea: bacon, egg, and cheese croissant sandwiches. It looks easy and yummy, and it's already on my Christmas 2024 menu ideas list. Get inspired now while you're not crunched for time. And if things take a turn, have a backup option. My friend Chris decided one year to eat out on Christmas night. There are actually lots of restaurants that are open. She and her family went to a Thai restaurant and had an incredible meal and a fantastic time. This could be a super fun new tradition. Remember, you make the rules. Now's a great time to try some new things. Here are some favorite cookbooks to check out. Coming in at 5, Babs, Celebrate with Babs, Holiday Recipes and Family Traditions. Babs is delightful. She has a new recipe book coming out in October. Number 4, Reese Witherspoon's Whiskey in a Teacup. What growing up in the South taught me about life, love, and making biscuits. This is also a great gift idea. Number 3, Anything Ina Garten, or she's also known as the Barefoot Contessa. I can't wait to read her memoir coming out in October. Number 2, The Christmas Movie Cookbook, Recipes from Your Favorite Holiday Films. This was a gift to me from my friend Suzanne Bizarco. How fun to make something from the movie and then watch it. And number 1, Anything Southern Living, especially Christmas with Southern Living, a yearly collection of holiday treasures. A bonus cookbook for you is Magnolia Table by Joanna Gaines. I love this one. All of these cookbooks can be ordered from Amazon or found at a bookstore near you. Now it's time for a little recipe moment. This is something you can make now for fall, and it's perfect for hostess gifts, party favors, or afternoon snacks. This recipe is from this year's Christmas with Southern Living. This cookbook has been produced annually for over half a century. They are doing Christmas right. Am I a Southern girl? Well, sort of, I guess. I'm a native Floridian. And while that is a southern state, I'm not sure it is the South. I definitely love the charm of the South and have lived in Georgia now for close to 30 years, so maybe I can be an honorary southern girl. Enjoy this southern recipe for rosemary, brown butter pecans or pecans, whatever sounds right to you. Double this for a crowd or for gifting. First of all, preheat your oven to 350 degrees. Cook a quarter cup of butter in a saucepan over medium heat for 3 to 5 minutes. Remove from heat and stir in 4 cups of shelled pecan halves. Now spread them on a single layer on a baking sheet and sprinkle with 1 teaspoon of salt and 2 teaspoons of brown sugar. Bake the pecans for 10 to 12 minutes, stirring halfway through. Now sprinkle with a tablespoon of chopped fresh rosemary and bake another 2 minutes. Finally, cool for about 30 minutes on your baking sheet. Sample your great work and then store in an airtight container. Great job! In each episode, I'm going to share a Christmas quote with you when you need a little reminder of the significance of the season. This first one is from Gladys Tabor. Quote, "Today's Christmas should mean creating happy hours for tomorrow and reliving those of yesterday." End quote. Well, friends, that's all for now. Thanks for listening. We have 9 more episodes this season. I hope you enjoy them. I love putting them together for you. Be sure to share this episode with a friend and give a review on iTunes. If you want to be part of the conversation, follow me on Instagram and Threads at Mary's Merry Christmas Podcast. You can also email me with questions, comments, or Christmas ideas you want to share, at Mary's Merry Christmas Podcast at gmail.com. No apostrophe and no spaces. Now get out there and spread some Christmas joy. You've got this.